Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Derek Perkins, the CEO at Nozzle, which is an online keyword rank tracking tool. Mr. Perkins, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
You bet, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Nozzle. So for starters, tell us more in detail about Nozzle to kick things off today.
Yeah, obviously Google, is a pretty driving force in everyone's lives these days. Search is, the most common way that companies find and navigate to websites. And so where you rank on Google can have a, massive impact on your business. It's driven and destroyed lots of businesses throughout the years. And so what Nozzle does is we provide competitive rank tracking analysis so that companies can understand who and what is ranking on search engines. And additionally, we enrich that ranking information with a lot of extra metadata to help companies do analysis on why certain pieces of content are ranking and to help them develop strategies to get more traffic from Google.
Good stuff there. And how can SEOs use your tool to thrive in their jobs?
So a big problem that SEOs have historically had is it's not quite as measurable as paid advertising or some other marketing efforts. It requires kind of a 6 to 12 month lead time before you necessarily start seeing ranking changes. And businesses and executives have often been leery of investing in SEO because it can take a lot of effort, but they're not immediate results. And so with Nozzle, companies can get a much better and a more immediate feedback on when their content starts to rank, how quickly it's ranking, how much traffic that is coming in. We help to provide information on what it would have cost to purchase that traffic if they were going to buy paid advertising. And additionally, we integrate with other business intelligence tools. For executives and entrepreneurs on, listening, everyone's got dozens of different dashboards that they can log in for all their different tools. And so what we prefer to do is meet companies where they're already reporting. So we like to do integrations with other business intelligence tools, whether that's Tableau or Looker or Google Data Studio, and that way companies don't have to have another dashboard, and you can derive a lot more value by comparing your SEO data and your ranking data alongside all of your other business metrics.
Certainly does sound more seamless and convenient for sure. Now, tell us about your entrepreneurial journey. What led you to the path to where you're at today with Nozzle?
Sure, yeah. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. Started in high school, had a software company where we made database software for pocket PCs. That's the royal we. It was mostly me. And, had a chair company after that, imported chairs from China. Following that, I did a company with my brother. We did soccer reviews at soccerreviews.com. And that's really what got me into SEO in the first place. We wrote content, got free gear. It was a lot of fun. We got to go to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. That was awesome. And then I kind of springboarded from that, went to SEO.com, a marketing agency, became the VP of technology there. And that's where all these enterprise tools came in trying to sell me their different SEO and rank tracking tools. And like every good entrepreneur, I thought to myself, I can do that better. And so that was the genesis of Nozzle, and we've been at it for 5 years, working to provide the best and deepest ranking data that's available.
And that's quite impressive and quite a journey as an entrepreneur so far. Thanks for sharing some of those details with us today. We are joined by Mr. Derek Perkins, the CEO at Nozzle, which is an online keyword rank tracking tool here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what were some of the biggest challenges that Nozzle was able to overcome? Talk to us about that. I'm sure we could learn a few things there.
I think at the beginning, we got caught up. Venture capital is obviously sexy, and you know, everyone dreams of raising the next big round. We got caught up in the venture capital race. Spent a lot of time and effort pitching executives, changing our business model a little bit, at least in how we pitched it, to try and get their attention, and weren't able to do it. Marketing tech had kind of lost its luster when we were raising, and a lot of them thought SEO was dead. But in hindsight, even though it left a lot of lean years on the table, in hindsight, I'm pretty grateful for it because we still retain full control of our company. We've been able to invest a lot in product, where had we raised that venture capital, we would have lost some control and some board seats to venture capitalists. We did take on a little bit of angel money that helped us, get the first version of the product out on the table. So I guess, my advice for entrepreneurs is to not, be so focused on raising venture capital. And I think a lot of people can make it further than they think by just investing in themselves and getting down and just, writing some software or, building out a prototype and going from there.
I certainly appreciate your sharing some of those battles and the things that you were able to overcome. That's always helpful to hear and certainly much appreciated. Now, tell us, what do you love about running a data as a service company? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, data as a service isn't, as well known as its, sexier counterpart, software as a service. And they're very similar in a lot of ways. But if I look at Google or Facebook or some of these dominant tech companies, the reason that they have that kind of dominance is they have more first party data available than anyone else. And no matter my company, for example, we're helping companies understand where Google has decided to rank them. And as a part of having all of that data, they're able to combine it in interesting ways. And the more data you have, the more valuable it becomes to your customers. And so at Nozzle, we, think in this just the same way, that, we're not just a software tool that's helping companies, store, small amounts of information. Our goal is to understand the entire internet. And then by segmenting that and selling interesting parts of that to customers, we can help them get that data more efficiently than they would ever be able to do on their own. So data is really the lifeblood of the internet and technology companies. And that's why we have made it a priority to be a data as a service company.
Of course, anything that you love to do certainly brings great quality and results for sure. I've always been a believer in that. Tell us also, how have you been able to pivot based off of your customers' feedback? We'd love to hear some highlights there.
At the beginning, we had started, and like any good startup, we had built out our MVP, and we thought that we had a pretty good product. It was very similar to some of the competitors on the market. And at one point, we went to our first and our largest customer, and they came at us with some, specific needs they had that weren't being filled by other tools. And it was a watershed moment for Nozzle as a company, where we had to decide, are we going to go ahead and launch this very, minimal product as is, and service, a broader set of customers, but be more shallow? Or do we think we can dig a lot deeper and provide something that's truly unique and valuable to this customer and to other customers who aren't satisfied with the current needs? And so that was a big decision moment, where we said, okay, let's go as deep as we can possibly go. And that was definitely a pivot, and it was, you know, frightening in a lot of ways because we didn't launch the product that we'd already mostly built and had ready, and instead focused on meeting the needs of the few customers that we had gotten on board at that time. And so, yeah, it's very important to listen to customers, and had we not, we would have, you know, made a little more money right up there up front, but then we would have disappeared into the sea of lookalikes and the other companies that had made similar minimal products.
Customers' feedback certainly does make a big difference and an impact, and you're certainly tapping into that and some good information there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I just like for, you know, everyone to know that they have, you know, whatever opportunities are available to them, and they should, you know, take advantage of them. In a world of cloud computing and software that's largely open source, it doesn't take necessarily quite the same risk to start a side project or to, you know, dive into something exciting that, you know, may or may not evolve into a company. And, you know, I've been a very entrepreneurial person throughout my life, and it's definitely a roller coaster of highs and lows. But for anyone who's needs a little bit of a push to get them over the edge, I'd say, you know, you don't have to wait for the perfect idea. Just start with an idea, look for customers, and let them drive your product development.
And we'll certainly take off and run with that advice. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today, Mr. Perkins. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more details and tap into Nozzle. Where's the best place online to get further details?
You can find us at nozzle.io. And you can reach out to me directly at Derek_Perkins on Twitter, or ping me on LinkedIn, or send me an email at Derek@nozzle.io.
And of course, that certainly does work. Again, Mr. Perkins, all the best, and certainly wish you continued success. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and it was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Derek Perkins, the CEO at Nozzle, which is an online keyword rank tracking tool. And for further details, simply visit nozzle.com. IO. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.